Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for tuning in. Welcome to our audiences in Dayton and Toledo, Ohio. Great to have you folks on board with us today. And, of course, Dallas and Phoenix and Cedar Rapids and Minneapolis and out there in the great state of Utah, and all across the country. Great to be with you and our viewing audience on TECNTV.com, TECNTV.com. Want to thank Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is a brand new sponsor to the program. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. They've got plans to fit any budget, discounts for veterans and first responder heroes, and multi-line accounts. They're 100% U.S.-based, providing excellent customer service. Most importantly, they share our values and support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN. Give them a call today, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, and use the code CHOSEN. Get rid of AT&T and Verizon and all those that are giving all of our information away and letting the bad guys listen in on all your conversations. Patriot Mobile for all patriots. 972-PATRIOT. Use the code CHOSEN for discount. All right. Patrick Byrne is with me, and I am so excited when CJ sent me over and said, hey, how'd you like to have Patrick Byrne on the program? I was like, oh, yeah, I'd like to have Patrick Byrne on the program. This guy is fighting for the truth and integrity in elections. Patrick, man, it's great to have you. Thanks for being here.
Pastor Greg, what an honor to be on your show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, Patrick, I think the most recent polls indicate that like 55 to 58% of Americans think that something was wrong in our last election. And I've talked to people for years who even say, I don't vote anymore because, it doesn't matter. They're going to put in whoever they're going to put in. Finally, there's something happening about all this. Give us some fill in on what these state legislatures are starting to wake up and do.
Well, yeah, it's turning out that this is, what the information has started to bubble up out of Maricopa. And it turns out there was a canvassing as well as the audit that everyone knew about, the forensic audit. The canvassing results came out 2 weeks ago. And they proved that 15 to 20% of the votes in Phoenix, which is Maricopa County, one of the six counties that were sort of pivotal to this scheme, it looks like at least 15, maybe 20% of the vote is fake. It's either ballot stuffing or it's ballot suppression. They stuff for one side, they suppress for the other. And why that's so critical is, you know, the U.S. really, our politics is played between the 45-yard lines, if it's a football game. You know, people win 52 to 48 or 54 to 46. They don't really win or lose by much more than that in most of the contests. If one side can show up and steal 15 to 20 points at the beginning, it means the whole thing's over. There's no point anymore in going through the charade. I've been thinking for about 20 years that there might be 1 or 2% rubber in the election results, and I thought that was probably but it turns out it's 15 to 20. And I can also tell you in Florida, there's a canvass going on, and they've allowed me to share this. They have shared, and it's getting to the point, is statistically credible, 22.6% of the vote in Florida from their canvassing may be fake. Out of every 100 registered voters in California that they've dug into, 52 are fake. They're either dead people, or they're people who moved out of state, or they're ghosts. In Arizona, there were people, you know, one house with two bedrooms, and in Phoenix, and with 52 votes come out of it. And you go and knock on the door and say, "Who, you know, how many people live here?" And they say, "Two, me and my wife." And you know, you don't have 50 people living in your basement? No. But it sent in 52 votes. There's all kinds of that going on in across Phoenix, across Arizona, across Florida, Texas, Ohio. It's going on everywhere. It's far deeper than anyone had any idea. It has been documented 15 to 20% of the vote in Maricopa County, Arizona is fake, which means all our elections, our country has been stolen from us at all kinds of levels, up and down ballot. It's going on. Anyway, sorry, Pastor Greg.
No, you're fine. This is
breathtaking.
This is what we thought. Right. I mean, when I talk to friends of mine that live there in the Phoenix area and Maricopa County, you know, we were waiting. Right. I mean, Fox called this thing and I'm done with them, by the way. That was it. That was kind of it. I mean, occasionally I look at what they're saying, but they really have a long ways to go to redeem themselves in my eyes. But that being the case.
Well, They took part of it.
We were all sitting there going, it's okay, because when Maricopa comes in, Trump's going to win Arizona, and they're going to have to, you know, apologize. And then Maricopa came in, and we were looking at the numbers and going, this is impossible. This is absolutely impossible. And now what you're telling us is that, yeah, it was impossible because up to 20% of the vote was erroneous, fake. Stunning.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane. And the computer side, so meanwhile, there's been this computer forensic thing going on for several months.
Right.
I believe their report is being delivered next week. And I've said that publicly. I think it's being delivered next week.
Well, and I'm going to be meeting with a computer expert here very shortly, a technology expert, and he's indicated to me that he has, the evidence is to prove relative to Dominion all the way down the line how that was all manipulated. And that is, that's a whole nother ball game. That most people don't understand, Patrick. They say, oh, well, you know, Dominion voting machines. There's no such thing, ladies and gentlemen. There is no such thing as a Dominion voting machine. There are voting machines loaded with Dominion software. And let's logically think. Your computer last night might have sent you a message. Mine did a couple of days ago. Oh, you need an update. Well, where does that update come from? Online.
Yeah. With as much, it's the, as a class, it's not just Dominion. There are other companies involved. Yeah. And as a class of, these, as a class of systems, I think these are in general, the security is quite porous. I mean, there's, if you go back 2 or 3 years, although a lot of them have been taken off YouTube, there were videos of, just 2 or 3 years ago, there's a hackers convention called DEF CON every year in Vegas.
Sure.
And there's a guy, what's his name? Barnaby Jack. Barnaby Jack, he's a famous hacker. And he goes up on stage with a cell phone, and he makes like a ATM spit out $100 bills. You know, he can stand 10 feet away from an ATM and hack it to his cell phone, and it's raining $100 bills. He can also stand up there 10 feet away from a voting machine and corrupt an election from his cell phone. So anyone who tells you that this stuff is secure is talking through his hat. They should never have gone to, and not only is it not secure just by nature, because nothing with a power, I mean, if it has a power cord, it can be hacked. But in addition, I think the design of these systems is, the architecture of them is so bad that it's almost like they've been designed to allow mischief. It's almost purposeful. So, and what it does in particular, and in my opinion, the Dominion machines, and I'm in the middle of a $1 billion lawsuit with them now, but I read their marketing materials and their operator's manual, and it's clearly designed in a way that gives a lot of authority to the precinct administrator. And there's not more than you would think that a precinct administrator would have. And in addition, I mean, it's turning out, okay, I'll tell you, it's turning out there's software loaded on some of their machines that isn't really supposed to be there. And it lets people manipulate the database, and it doesn't even keep a record of it. So what's the point of having that on your voting machine? And what's the point of having, you know, there's a cellular modem. They've been saying publicly, these don't connect to the internet. Well, they turn out some of them have cellular modems inside. So they get online. I mean, they do get online. They talk to each other through telephone. Well, through our cell towers, the cell modems are connecting to machines out there. But it's something called an intranet. When a corporation has an internal internet, it's called an intranet. And so it turns out they're making this very fine distinction where they're saying, yeah, we don't know. These things aren't connected to the internet. But they're not telling, no, what they actually do connect up as an intranet. And, of course, if there's any one computer in that network that is compromised, then the whole intranet is compromised. So they're really talked through their hat and make a they're just not honest people. And the systems seem to be designed. I mean, if I told you about here's one, and I'm not speaking about Dominion in specific, but although I believe this is true of Dominion. I know it's true of at least one of the other manufacturers of these machines, and I've been told it's true of Dominion. You know, when your ballot goes into the system, a digital image is taken. And then from then on, and then the paper moves into this tray and is set aside. From then on, when people talk about your ballot, they're talking about just that digital image. They're not talking about the actual piece of paper. And that's what gets looked at and has different things happen to it. Well, it's possible that digital image, suppose it goes to adjudication. Suppose the computer can't read it clearly and it goes into adjudication. When it goes into adjudication, some human looks at it and decides what your intent was and who you want to vote for and marks it. At that point, the digital image is revised and the original is erased. Well, that's odd. Why would you ever erase the actual original image of the original ballot? You know?
Wow. That just isn't.
Why would you have?
Right.
They have. It's possible for people to do things, for precinct administrators to do things, and it's not logged in any audit file. Here's the amazing thing. They can edit their own audit logs. And what that means is, so the precinct administrator can do anything he wants on his machine, and maybe a record is kept of it, but if it does, he can go back in and edit the record. So no one can. These are basic security concepts have been neglected in the design of these machines.
So what I want to talk about when we get back is, you know, where are we now? Because I know that you know, it's not just in Arizona, although that's a biggie. But as I understand it, Pennsylvania has now decided that they're going to look at their election process. There's a couple of other states that are engaged in this process as well. Perhaps you could share with us a little bit about what's going on with those also. We'll be back with more with Patrick Byrne coming up right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. My special guest is Patrick Byrne. And, you know, Patrick, as we were talking about, you know, the longer term, but the spidering effect, you know, you mentioned that there are 13 to 20 states now that after Maricopa and after Arizona actually gets their results out, we're looking at, you know, some significant events potentially taking place. You had congressional seats that were shifted. You had senatorial seats that were shifted due, I believe, to election fraud. And folks, I'm going to just encourage you, you're going to need to watch us on TECN TV or Clout Hub, because Facebook will certainly have a big issue with the fact that I'm sharing this right now. And that's just kind of too bad for them. But Patrick, talk to me about those other states, and then how can people follow you and follow this?
Absolutely. There are 13 to 20 other states who are on the cusp of doing an audit, doing their own audits. They are waiting to see what comes out of Maricopa. As I've said publicly, I do believe that we will have information next week out of Maricopa. And those 13 to 20 other states hit, and among them, I think, are Michigan. I've offered to pay for $1 million for the remaining three for the initial assessment in Michigan if they want, to even make it easier for them to do. Just earlier today, Pennsylvania, well, I just read today that Pennsylvania has taken the steps to start in Arizona. It's necessary in Fulton County, Georgia. Let me tell you, and we're talking to 20 states. About this and dozens of counties. I'm now, Mike Flynn and I started an organization called the America Project, if I may pitch for a moment. The America Project, we know there are millions of people out there who see what happened, who want to fight back, but the brilliance of this jujitsu move that the bad guys have pulled is it's hard to even know how to fight back. Well, how you fight back is you join the America Project. It's Mike Flynn's digital army. I'm the field marshal of Mike Flynn's digital army. You can join it very simply and for free. Just hook up, link up with us. It is text the word USA to the number 84576. 8, then 45, like the 45th president, and 76, like 7776. You become part of our network. We've lined up millions of people and hundreds of networks around the country, and we are helping a mass movement. For example, election integrity is our first and foremost thing. We have been heavily involved in Maricopa since November 10. We have given $5.5 million. About $5 million is what we're up to, and what we raised toward the audit. So the Maricopa audit is pretty much our fingerprints on it, and in the sense of finance, but we kept our distance, so we couldn't do anything inappropriate and affect it. But the funding, arranging all the funding mechanisms and such. But we're involved in all kinds of pro-freedom activities around the country. And Mike Flynn knows how to defeat this. He's a 3-star military intelligence general.
Yeah.
He knows how to defeat this coup. And if you want to help Mike Flynn and me, just think of me as sort of the butler. But he asked me to build an organization that he could use to defeat this coup. Basically, want to help us, join us at the American.
And there you have it up on the screen. I just sent my text out there and got my response. 84576 text USA. 84576 text USA, and right. You'll get a nice little response. Thanks for connecting with the America Project, powered by Flocknote. Become a member of the America Project by signing up here, and you click on the link and go over there and get signed up. And, folks, without election integrity, honestly, without election integrity, we're lost in this. So it is so critically important that we do it. And you can also go to AmericaProject.com, AmericaProject.com. Patrick, I want you back, because we need to stay on this. It will determine the direction of our country. And
yeah, there's no point in worrying anything else. Yeah. Don't worry about anything else until you worry about election integrity.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.